We do count it an honor and a privilege to be sharing this moment with you. A funny story for you, as the pastor said, this was the first church we went, the first church we visited. We visited two that day, but we came here. And my wife Dawn wanted to visit the contemporary service. And so we walked down the hall going this way, and we met your associate pastor. And when I told him who I was, I could see that he was scared to death. The bishop is going to come here to hear me on his first Sunday in South Carolina. But you got an associate that has been called by God, and he recovered very quickly and did a nice job with the message that we were there. And Brother Coy, it's so good to be with you again today. What you might not know is he and I were superintendents at the same time. He in South Carolina and I'm in North Carolina. He was surrounded with the PD tribe, and I was surrounded by the Lumbee Native Americans, who just recently received their federal recognition. And so it's good to see you again and to hear about the wonderful ministry that you have done in this place and wherever you have served. And so it's an honor to be here to see you receive the honor that this church has given you, very well deserved. And so I'm grateful for that opportunity to be here for that. I'd invite you to share with me in the reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 31, and then 1 through 13. And you can find that in your pew Bibles on 9:33. But hear these very familiar words of the Apostle Paul. But strive for the greatest gift, and I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, and do not have love, I gain nothing. For love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. But now we see in a mirror dimly. But then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Could you pray with me? And now, God, we simply ask that you would open our hearts and our minds and our souls so that we, your gathered people, might receive your word with thanksgiving and with praise. And as always, O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Again, my wife Dawn and I are honored to be a small part of this 60th church anniversary at Surfside United Methodist Church. A 60-year journey that has been guided by love. Now here lately, I have been sharing a lot of confessions. And you know, because they say that confession is good for the soul. So I've been sharing a lot of them, so I'm gonna go ahead and get this one out of the way. I'm an old school kind of dude. I like old school soft rock. I love old school R&B. And for those of you who have no idea what R&B stands for, it's rhythm and blues. And of course, I like gospel. I like 70s and 80s sitcoms. And I love Looney Tunes cartoons. And so you get the picture. Therefore, it should come as no surprise that I can be technologically challenged. But I'm not opposed to trying. And I began the habit of Googling phrases to see what pops up. And for this particular message, I Googled the phrase, rooted in love. And what popped up was so profound that I decided to quote it in its entirety, praying that it will spark transformational reflections on this 60th church anniversary of Surfside United Methodist Church. And so I quote, rooted in love means having love as your deep, firm foundation, providing stability, nourishment, and purpose, drawing strength from it like a tree draws from the soil, leading to actions of compassion, care, and selfless service rather than rules or feelings. It signifies a life built on the unshakable love of God, becoming the core value that guides all actions, fostering growth and enabling resilience through trials, as mentioned in the third chapter of Ephesians, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. Now, let that marinate in your soul for a little while. Or is the correct old school phrase, put that in your pipe and smoke it. If for 60 years you have lived into the mission statement of living out the love of Jesus, and if you intend to live into your mission statement and your anniversary theme, then you have chosen, like Mary, the one needful thing. As Jesus tells Martha, who is busy about everything, he says, Mary, you have chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Ministry and mission should always be rooted in love. If your mission and your ministry is not rooted in love, you need to check yourself. For love is the core essential in all that we do. I pray that your worship, that your discipleship, that your evangelism and your mission work and your stewardship, I pray that it is rooted and grounded in love. I pray that this will always be the case as you move into the future that God has promised. Surfside United Methodist Church, as you remember and celebrate your history, it is my prayer that you stay rooted and grounded in love, because love is indeed the better part. It is the one needful thing. It is the one core essential. If what we do and who we are is not rooted in love, we might as well quit and stop this celebration and go home. God has brought and guided you on this 60-year journey so that you may know the love of Christ, and not only that, but that you would show the love of Christ. Surfside United Methodist Church, that has been your calling. At least that's what I read in your mission vision statement. At least that's what I read in your theme for these 60 years. And if I've got it wrong, I've just misunderstood the assignment. But that's all right. It won't be the first nor the last time that I've missed the assignment. But I think I got it right this time. Rooted and grounded in love. For 60 years. And what if it really is that simple? What if love really is the answer? I want you to imagine the Apostle Paul as an old man, and he's coming to the close of his earthly ministry. And I want you to imagine him writing the letter to the Ephesians and to the Corinthians. And imagine that these passionate disciples are so on fire that they want to get it right. They are so determined to get it right that they begin to bombard Paul with all kind of questions. I want you to use your imagination and imagine the kind of questions they would have asked Paul on that day. Questions like, is following the right doctrine all that is necessary to become a passionate spiritual disciple of Christ? Is belonging to Paul or Peter or John or James or one of the other apostles, is that all necessary to be a passionate spiritual disciple of Jesus Christ? Is being able to quote Scripture and interpret Scripture the core of being a passionate spiritual follower of Jesus Christ? What is the core? What is the essential thing for a church that desires to be deeply committed to loving boldly, serving joyfully, and leading courageously? And I want you to imagine that the questions keep right on coming. Is attending the right seminary important? Now, I went to Duke, and they got beat yesterday by Carolina, so... Is attending the right seminary important? And I saw your pastor's degree, and she graduated from Emory. I think I got that right. I think I was seeing it. Is being a political activist or socially prophetic or speaking the truth in love all that is needed? Is it belonging to a certain political party or watching the right news network? Is that all that is necessary to be a passionate, the spiritual disciple of Jesus Christ, is belonging to the right denomination, all that is necessary. And I want you to imagine Paul has been patiently listening. And when he feels that all the questions have been asked, he looks up with a twinkle in his eyes and he answers this way, "But strive for the greater gifts. And I will show you a still more excellent way." After pausing in anticipation of the obvious question, the next question, which is probably going to be, well, what is this more excellent way that you keep talking about, Paul? If that is all that is necessary to be a passionate spiritual disciple of Jesus Christ, then what is this more excellent way that you keep talking about? And Paul breaks into an explanation around the one non-negotiable core that is necessary for all who dare to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Surfside United Methodist Church, you have made love your foundation. You have made love the one thing that has been your God for 60 years. And I pray that this eternal essential will be what guides everything you do. And Paul says it like this: "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but do not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions and if I hand over my body so that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. And now faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love." Surfside United Methodist Church, you are here celebrating, remembering the love shared in this place among people who have loved and been loved. Some have already gone to join that great cloud of witnesses. For 60 years of ministry and mission, you have traveled this journey because Christ first loved you with an amazing and wondrous love that you know in your heart. It is a love you cannot help but share in all that you do, in all that you say, in how you live in this community, how you live in this nation, how you live in this world. And since I'm confessing, I might as well confess something my grandma Gladys used to tell me. She used to say, "Boy," and she'd say, "Little boy." And when you were really in trouble, she'd call you by your whole name, Leonard Earl. And she would say, "You're just a mannish little thing. You, and I don't know how many of you know what the word mannish is, but you're just a mannish little thing." Because I would always ask these questions. I was quiet, and I know how far I could go. I knew when to stop. And I can remember seeing this commercial about this coffee called Brim. You remember this commercial? And in the commercial, it said, "Fill it to the rim with Brim." And in my little precocious self, I asked my grandma, I say, "Grandma, what will happen if I fill up a cup of coffee and walk down the hall and bump into somebody? That coffee's going to spill out." And that is the way it is with God's love. When it fills us all the way up from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, when that kind of love fills you up, you cannot help but share it. I don't care what the other person says or how they do. There's a love inside of you. There's something on the inside that just won't leave you alone, and you have to share it. For 60 years, that has been your mission. For 60 years. The ancient world of Paul's day was divided into three great cultures. On the one hand, you had the Greeks, and with their emphasis on rhetorical eloquence. And then you had the Hebrews with their emphasis on prophetic powers, and the Romans with their emphasis on action. And here steps onto the stage of history this one-time Pharisee, steps on the stage of history and said, if I speak, know and do, but have not love, then I speak nothing, I know nothing, I do nothing, I am nothing. He declares the absence of love negates all the other gifts. Is it really that simple? Is love strong enough to solve the complex problems and conflicts we have in the world? Is love strong enough to solve the conflicts that we have in our nation and in our church and in our political discourse and decision making? Is love strong enough? Is love really the answer? Well, friends, God certainly thought so. We quote it with such ease. For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And let's not forget the other vital part of this scripture verse when it goes on to say that indeed God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Is it really that simple? Jesus certainly thought love is the essential guide of life. When every day he would repeat the Jewish great Shema, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You should love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your soul. Jesus certainly thought that love is essential when he said, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus believed that love is the essential upon which the church should be built. When in his final prayer for his disciples, he prayed, the glory that you have given me, I give to them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Surfside United Methodist Church, as you celebrate 60 years, remember that love is both horizontal and vertical. Vertical love is loving God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. Horizontal love is loving people. It makes no sense to keep saying, oh, how I love Jesus, and then hate your neighbor. It makes no sense to sit up here on a worship service and sing all the beautiful hymns and say all the beautiful prayers and then get up and walk out the door and can't love each other. It's both vertical and horizontal. It is the basic core value of the great commandment. And this has been your foundation for 60 years. And I hope and pray that it will be what guides you on your journey. And so I challenge you in the midst of this joyous occasion where we remember that we have been loved deeply and we have loved deeply. I challenge you to examine the ways in which Surfside United Methodist Church has, is, and will live into the wondrous vertical and horizontal love shown in God. In what ways? Surfside United Methodist Church, have you given witness to the world that perfect love cast out all fear? Surfside, keep sharing the love of God in word and in deed. For Paul says it in another way when he says, who or what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship? My grandma used to say, if you ain't had a little rain in your life, just wait a little while, it's coming. But nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who did what? You can talk back to me. To him who did what? Loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I'm happy that there's nothing that can separate me from that kind of love, that God loves me unconditional, and I have my faults and my failures. I know that I've not always been what God would have me to be. I know that I've not always said those things that are pleasing in his sight, but nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Even when I didn't think my grandma loved me, I knew Jesus loved me. There you go, yeah. And even when I get on my wife's nerves, I know that Jesus loves me. And Karl Barth said, if you ever want to know what theological, what systematic theology is about, say this: Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I don't know about you, but I want that kind of love. And if Surfside United Methodist Church is offering that kind of love, I'm all in. I'm ready to join you. I'm ready to love the world, because there's darkness in this world. There can be evil. There can be injustice. There can be oppression. But Surfside, if you're all in on loving one another as God has loved you, I'm all in with you. I'm ready to go and show the world what love can really do. For 60 years, you have celebrated joys and laughter and memories and good times. For 60 years, you have witnessed grief and darkness and despair and injustice and uncertainty. Yet still knowing and believing that there is a love that overcomes it all, knowing that God has not given us spirits of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. What wondrous love is this? In this is love, not that we love God, but that God first loved us. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. So I encourage you today. I encourage the Surfside United Methodist Church to not grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in sharing the love of God. It has been your calling for 60 years to share this amazing love in a hurting and uncertain and an anxious-filled world. In a world and a nation that is increasingly spiraling down the pathway of hatred and injustice and sin and darkness. Come on, Surfside, teach them what love is all about. Show them how to do it. Show them the pathway of the still more excellent way. there is a more excellent way in this world. It might get dark sometime, and y'all got to let me take my time. I got my shoes off. I'm ready to go now. But let's get out there and show them that I don't care how much darkness there is in this world, there is a light that overcomes all darkness. There is a love that when it gets embedded deep in our hearts, that it comes out in what we say and how we live. Now more than ever, it is important that we not only know the love of Christ, but that we show the love of Christ in our churches, in our families, in our community, in our nation, in our world. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. But whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. I confessed at the beginning of this sermon that I'm an old school dude. Well, I'm getting ready to prove it once again with the following lyrics from two songs, one a secular song and one a contemporary Christian song. And they're both from the back in the day. What the world needs now, oh, you know it, is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some. Come on, say it with me. Everyone, I ain't gonna sing it for you, because all y'all get up and walk out to church. People always tell me, now, Bishop, you stick to preaching, not singing. And then the other, now, if you don't recognize that, Jim, I'm surely somebody will remember this one. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity will one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians how? We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each person's dignity and save each person's pride. And they'll know we are Christians how? By love. And so, yes, my friends, it is that simple. And love is the answer. Because love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And so again, I pray that as you celebrate your 60th church anniversary, that love will continue to guide you into the future that God has promised. Love is the answer. And those of us who know it, it's time to get busy and show the world what love can do. I'm about through, but even when I look at Facebook, my heart's troubled by the vitriolic hatred that you could sometimes read. But we're not gonna hide love. We gonna show it. And we gonna live it. And when we get weary, we're just gonna say, Lord, help us to hold on. Surfside United Methodist Church, God has not brought you this far to leave you. You just keep right on loving and watch what God will do. Come on, Surfside. Let's show them what love can do. Or as Bonnie Raitt, let's give them something to talk about. And let it be love.